Walking through the mall during the holidays makes you long for noise-canceling headphones. But the soundtrack of our everyday lives is far from quiet, with ringing cell phones, pinging email notifications, and a workday that, for many of us, never ends. Quiet is no longer experienced after dinner or on the weekends. For many people, quiet is a rarity, even a luxury item.
There is a stillness, a peacefulness, like nowhere else that you've ever been.
That's Amy Darnell, publicist for Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill. The Shakers were America's longest-lasting communal religious society. In the early 19th century, they established a community just south of Lexington. Even during this crummy economy, Shaker Village's inn is constantly booked with people who want the experience of a quieter life. Weekend visitors pay around $100 a night to wander the site's 3,000 wooded acres and try and break their addiction to their cell phones. Amy Darnell.
It's a total detox for people, and they're breathing a little easier, nice, long, deep breaths, and they just seem refreshed.
In 2010, U.S. spas generated $12.8 billion, an increase of nearly 5% from 2009. Around the country, a week-long silent retreat at a meditation center can run $1,500. But if we have to buy quiet, what does it really do for us? Ruth Baer is a psychology professor at the University of Kentucky. Baer specializes in mindfulness, an approach for increasing well-being that involves learning how to be present by observing your thoughts, feelings, and body sensations.
If you have goals for your life that maybe aren't really related to these 150 emails that you answered, then if you take a moment to step back and think, okay, what am I getting done in my life? What am I accomplishing? What directions am I going in? Then sometimes I think people realize that what they're spending most of their time doing is not consistent with the big things that they really want in their life.
At the Abbey of Gethsemane near Bardstown, Trappist monks have lived a quiet life for over 150 years. Working mindfully, and attending around-the-clock prayer services. Brother Paul Quinnen says there's a reason many of us avoid silence.
We're strangers to ourselves, and we get embarrassed when with ourselves. We live with a self-created image of who we are, and then when the silence falls, it's hard to sustain that. So you have to come to terms with your own heart and just rest with your own heart.
Gethsemane is open to regular people who want to go on retreat. They pay by donation, typically $25 to $40 a day. Lexington resident and retired UK dentistry professor Tom Mullaney has traveled to Gethsemane for three decades. He comes up so much for the experience of quiet and inner reflection that his wife calls him a married monk.
You end up not getting so much answers, but questions, and then you can search them out.
Brother Paul says quiet is essential for a well-functioning planet.
The world needs people who practice the pregnant silence and the authentic silence. And even though it doesn't express itself in words, it should express itself some way, like in deeds or love especially. You know, love, you can't really love another person unless you're there. You have to be present to yourself. You know, love starts out with love of yourself.
But how do we learn to be quiet if we've forgotten how or have never done it? Ruth Baer, the psychology professor at the University of Kentucky.
I think that people who are caught in extended franticness feel like they don't have time to be quiet. So I'd like to recommend that people maybe try just 1 minute. I think everybody could probably find 1 minute. So maybe when you get out of bed, sit on the side of your bed for 1 minute. And watch yourself breathe. And notice what thoughts are in your mind. 1 minute. And then go about the rest of your day. But then if you have another minute, try it again and start to see what happens.
Tom Mullaney often finds his doorway to silence by first reading the words of the late theologian and monk Thomas Merton, one of Gethsemane's most famous residents.
When we are alone on a starlit night, when by chance we see the migrating birds in autumn descending on a grove of junipers to rest and eat. when we see children, in a moment when they're really children, when we know love in our own hearts, or when, like the Japanese poet Basho, we hear the old frog land in a quiet pond with a solitary splash. At such times, the newness, the emptiness, and the purity of vision that makes themselves evident provides a glimpse of the cosmic dance.
For WEKU News, I'm Leslie Gutman.